Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Very concerning, very, very concerning that there are these reports about schools, maths and science not happening at some schools. We're joined by Dr. Movia Galli, a veteran education expert and school turnaround specialist. So apparently new figures are showing that 470 to 480 South African public high schools are not able to offer maths and many more not offering physical science. What is driving this? A very good morning. Thank you for joining us. How many schools are we really talking about? Are these figures accurate?
Absolutely. Good morning. It's 476 schools, schools with matric.
Right.
Don't offer mathematics at all. And that is about out of 6,447. But the real problem is, of those schools who are doing mathematics, 3,684 schools don't deliver a single distinction.
Wow.
So more than half of our schools just don't produce learners at a level 7 or what is called the 80% pass rate. Not a single learner getting that kind of performance.
This is devastating. I thought maths was compulsory in terms of matric certification.
Our country is one of the, probably the only country in the world that has got a choice between mathematics and mathematical literacy. Now, what is important is mathematical literacy is not a mathematical subject. It's a commerce subject. So we are comparing two things in the same pot.
I see. So this is, but maths lit or literacy doesn't allow you to continue your studies in many areas, does it?
Absolutely. If you apply to a university, and I work with colleagues in the university, if you apply, you might qualify with a bachelor, but you will be put on the side and accept all of those who come through with mathematics. Because there's a strange conversation in South Africa,
mm-hmm.
that mathematics is not only about numbers. It's about thinking. It's about conceptual clarity. It's about analysis. It's about prediction. It's about all of those higher skills that you need when you do some serious work, other than just physical labor. And so this perception that mathematical literacy is okay because you can add and subtract, that is okay when you produce only laborers.
And so what it's really doing here is confining people to a specific area where they might have the ability to go further in their lives. What is the largest, what would you say the most significant challenge is? Why is this the case?
Well, our real problem, and you'll see that I focus on how to turn around schools. Now, I am not even a mathematics specialist in mathematics. But the real problem is that 60 to 70% of your real problem is about the lack of order in our schools. Mathematics is what is called a cumulative subject. So it builds on top of each other. So if you in every grade, you only get 30%, it means that 70% of that work of that particular grade, you have not mastered. And then you go to the next grade where the assumption is they build on top of the previous grade's work, of which 70% you are not strong on it. How long do you need to build on top of it until it falls apart? And that's the real problem that's happening. That when the learner gets to the grade nine and have the option of get away with something that doesn't make sense to them, they move away from it. And so that's why the real problem is that, and the numbers that you spoke about earlier, and because historically for me it's important where we're coming from. If we look at the 1,000, the amount of schools who are producing those distinctions, I would want to ask of that, give me percentage of how many black schools are part of that.
Absolutely.
And that's the real deeper conversation we need to have.
What is being done about this, if anything?
Well, unfortunately, I had the privilege of engaging about 2 3 weeks with the senior official in education. And the sad part of it is that the department admits there's a real problem, but it's putting it to teachers who were trained before 1994, and it's hoping that the teachers would retire. But what they don't understand is even the young teachers who are coming through is not trained differently than the teachers before 1994. So we are not looking at a solution. We're hoping the problem is going to disappear.
Which, of course, it's not going to do. So what would you do?
Absolutely.
What do you recommend should be done?
Well, I can say to you that a group of people proposed a solution about a month ago as a proposal, but that solution is not a fixed solution. It's about reconstructing what's happening in the schools. And so let me give you an example. In Cape Town, there's a school called Spine Road where 1,000 of kids get together just before an exam, and they cram a whole lot of processes in the heads of our kids. In June, I went there and I asked four of those 1,000 kids, I asked them, what is 1/8 of 1/5? And this is actually a grade 8, grade 9 question.
Right.
They didn't understand the mathematics conversation about what 8 of 1/5 is. But when I then wrote it down on a piece of paper that says 1/8 times 1/5, they could do it.
Right.
So they can do mathematics, but they don't understand mathematics.
Very, very concerning. We do need to leave it there, but this is certainly a conversation that needs to be had, and it needs to be had very, very urgently if we don't want to condemn these kids and their families to a cycle that they simply can't get out of. That was Dr. Movia Gali, an education expert, talking to us about the fact that so many schools, hundreds and hundreds of schools in South Africa, not able to even offer maths to their matriculants.